Good evening. I'm Paul DiRienzo with the headlines. The United Nations Security Council passed a measure on Monday calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The vote would have been unanimous, but for the United States voting to abstain.
14 votes in favor, 0 vote against, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has been adopted.
Despite the vote, controversy began almost immediately over its meaning for the six-month war that's killed 32,000 Palestinian civilians. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said it was non-binding.
We fully support some of the critical objectives in this non-binding resolution. Any ceasefire must come with the release of all hostages.
Each member prefaced their remarks with condolences for the hundreds killed and wounded by the terrorist attack in Moscow on Friday. Russia's representative, Vasily Nebenzia.
We know firsthand what international terrorism is. Unfortunately, we faced a monstrous manifestation of it. The 22nd of March terrorist attack committed on the territory of our country.
More on the UN vote later. Meanwhile, the death toll in Friday's attack on the Crocus City Hall near Moscow rose to 139, with 182 injured. At a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, the military said 3 children were among the dead and that 40 died from gunshot wounds and 45 from the fire set by the attackers. A 15-year-old usher at the rock concert, Islam Khalilov, is being hailed as a hero for leading 100 people to safety. Afterwards, the teen told a reporter, "I'm not a hero. I was doing my job." 4 suspects were arrested after fleeing the scene of the attack. 3 more have been picked up for allegedly helping the men. Although United States officials say Russia had been warned that an attack by ISIS was imminent, Putin has been blaming Ukraine and, by extension, the United States.
The criminals tried to escape to Ukraine after they committed the attack. It is clear that those who support the Kyiv regime don't want to be seen as accomplices and sponsors of terrorism. But there are many questions.
At their court hearing, the suspects showed signs of a beating. 2 pleaded guilty. In a confession shown on Russian TV, one of the suspects claimed he was recruited over the internet and offered 500,000 rubles, about $6,000, to carry it out. And more news for the vote on a ceasefire in Gaza at the United Nations. A representative of Hamas told Al Jazeera his group is not the only one holding hostages.
We have at least after October 7th, 7,000 Palestinians kidnapped by the Israelis, and we consider all of them are hostages.
Palestine's prominent representative, Riyad Mansour, blamed the war on a double standard.
Our agony is caused by Israelis' actions, but also by the impunity it has been afforded. And many continue to call it and treat it as an ally, even while it is committing such atrocities.
But Israel's Gilad Erdal said the Palestinians in Gaza are not innocent victims.
Palestinians elected Hamas, a terrorist organization. They elected a terror organization.
In related news, Israel withdrew a delegation that was scheduled to arrive in Washington to discuss their country's plans for an invasion of Rafah, where 1.5 million refugees are backed against the wall. Spokesperson John Kirby said President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remain friends.
These are 2 leaders who have known each other for going on now 4 decades. They haven't in the past agreed on everything, and they don't agree on everything right now. But they both agree on one really important thing, and that is the importance of the state of Israel.
Kirby adds there's no indication Israel's about to attack Rafah.
We haven't seen any indication that the Israelis are imminently getting ready to conduct a ground operation in Rafah, and we have not seen their plans for that, operational plans for that. So there's no, just to be clear, there's no sense right now that this is about to happen.
And in national news, on Monday, Manhattan criminal court judge Juan Merchan ordered former President Donald Trump's trial to start on April 15th. He was charged by DA Alvin Bragg with falsifying business records to hide an alleged sex scandal. Judge Merchan also cut the bond Trump has to come up with in the fraud case from nearly $500 million to $175 million due in 10 days. Trump blamed it on President Biden.
They can't win an election because of the borders. Because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president.
Paul DiRienzo, New York.